I love books. Fiction. I'll be honest, I don't read much else. I love fiction. I feel a bit weird about life if I don't have a good novel on the go. If I'm feeling a bit strange, I always think to myself, am I reading enough at the moment? I'm hoping that you feel the same way too, because we are about to launch a book club on this show. It hasn't got a name yet. I'm going to think about a name for it. It's for you, the listener, and the team are going to join in too. Once a month, whoever wants to join me will read a chosen book and we'll invite a couple of listeners on the programme to discuss what they thought of it. We'll also be looking for your input into what books we choose for the following month. Joining me to launch our book club is Debs Hobbs-Wyatt. She's an author, an editor, a self-confessed bookworm who's doing a talk at Rochester Literature Festival tomorrow night. She sounds like my sort of girl. Debs, welcome to BBC Radio Kent. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Good, thank you so much. What do you love about reading?
I just love the escapism of it all, I think. Being somewhere else, being a different character.
When do you read?
It's fitting it in, really, because I'm doing my own writing and editing other books. So I make sure I make time to read. So I tend to do it at bedtime.
Yes, me too. The only trouble with, I don't know about you, but I almost always fall asleep. And in the old days, I used to be falling asleep with a book. And now my husband often finds me sort of face first on my Kindle.
Yeah, same here. Same here. I do fall asleep. I started going to bed earlier just to make the time to read.
Yeah. Do you find they have to go back over the last few pages as well because you were nodding off towards the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've been part of a book club before. I haven't. So you need to give us a bit of advice. How does it work?
Well, I belong to the I used to belong to the Paperwings Book Club. I've just moved from North Wales, so that's where they're based. And we used to, similar to what it sounds like you're doing, we used to vote, actually. People used to put titles forward and we used to vote. And I think the thing about a book club is it makes you read all kinds of books that you wouldn't maybe normally read. Mm. We tend to get stuck in genres, I think. So if you find a particular author or a particular type of novel, you tend to stick to it. What the book club does is make you read books that even sometimes you think, oh, it's not my kind of book. Mm. But actually, you'd be very surprised how much enjoyment you get. So it really diversifies your reading. I think that's the best thing about being in a book club.
Okay.
As well as the discussion, of course.
Now, let's come on to that. Why is the discussion? Because if you love reading, you love reading. But why does discussing a book, why does that add an extra layer? What's the benefit of that? Because I'm very excited about this book club and I'm hoping that that will give something extra to my reading and to the reading of the listener.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it makes you think. I mean, I think all of us that enjoy reading, even if we're not in a book club, very often want to discuss it with people. And sometimes they're not interested. You're, oh, I wonder about this or I wonder about that. So being with a group of people that have all read it means you really can discuss that and any ambiguities and things you weren't certain of. But I just think lots of novels, I mean, obviously there's many different types of novels, but many have different layers. I know this from my own writing, and it's quite interesting to hear what other people have picked up on, things you hadn't thought about. And it can, I know in our group, create some quite lively debates. They're healthy debates. It's just interesting. It's just kind of amusing that we're discussing quite often characters that aren't real, as if they are real. But then we do that all the time when we discuss soaps and things, don't we? So it's sort of part of our nature, I think, to want to do that.
Do people show off in book clubs?
I think I'll probably offend anyone that listens. I don't think they'll be listening in North Wales. I think some people do. I think there's an element of that. But it's the thing about a book club is the variety of opinion, isn't it? And I think, you know, having that sort of discussion is good.
I have a friend who works at another radio station and they tried to launch a book club and it sort of fell a bit flat. How do we make sure that doesn't happen to us? What are some good guidelines on keeping it going and giving it momentum?
I certainly think you don't want to get stuck in a trap. I know with our book club, suddenly we were reading, although lots of different authors, there was a similar theme. And that can get a bit stale if you're reading, say, for example, lots of World War II novels or something like that. So I certainly think if you've got, and particularly with a radio station, a lot of different types of readers putting forward different suggestions, it's trying to make sure that you get a good blend. So a blend of more literary novels, some genre novels, sort of a good blend so you don't get stuck in a sort of rut, I think, is important.
And so there shouldn't all be new fiction. We would be a good idea, would it, to include some classics or even modern classics. For instance, I recently reread To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes, same here. I did too.
Recently?
Yeah, because it's just come out on Kindle, I think.
That's
so a lot
exactly
of people have read
right.
it.
Yes, of yeah. course, that's why. I was wondering why a number of people have said that, of course. Yeah. And all of a sudden yeah. you think, I want that book back in my life. How did totally. You find it second time around?
Yeah, I loved it. I think having read it years ago, when I wasn't a writer, and now reading it as a writer, I think I got even more from it. Because I just love the characterisation, and it reminded me how much I enjoyed reading. So I do think it's important to read. I mean, our book club had a separate book club for classics, but I think throwing the odd one in is quite good. Okay. I think it's quite a good idea.
Yeah. We might do some short stories as well, though I'm minded to mention it because the BBC National Short Story Awards take place tonight. There's some big names, Zadie Smith, Lionel Shriver on the all-female shortlist. You've written lots of short stories too. What do you enjoy about those compared to writing a full-length novel?
I will always continue to write short stories. For me, writing short stories was actually how I learned the writing craft more than anything. And I say it to a lot of writers I work with. The short story form enables you to experiment with voice, with style, with sort of you can choose a child narrator. You can play with all different types of style. I think it's great if there's any writers out there thinking about developing their writing. But also it's very rewarding writing short stories. You get the sort of that buzz of a finished story much quicker. A novel could take 2-3 years and you may still have several drafts to write. So I love the short story form. And actually, in my case, it's the ideas of short stories that often develop into something bigger and have led to novels. But we live very busy lives. Dipping in and out of short stories is great. You know, we used to talk about falling asleep at bedtime, but if you read short stories, you usually make it to the end of a short story.
Yes, maybe we'll include those at some point. Now, that's tonight. Tomorrow, you're speaking to Rochester Literature Festival. Tell people, in case it whets people's appetite, they might like to come and hear you.
Yeah, well, I'm actually talking about, I've called the talk While No One Was Watching, which is the title of my novel that came out last year, and the subtitle's Blurring the Lines Between Fact and Fiction. My novel deals with a little girl that disappeared from the grassy knoll at the exact moment Kennedy was assassinated. So it's actually a thriller set now, but it's sort of asking the question, what did she see? And it's using obviously a very pivotal moment in history. So I'm very interested in sort of the effect fiction has on shaping what we believe about reality. So it's sort of exploring not only how it's represented in books, but also films, how the Kennedy assassination, say the JFK movie, influenced people's belief, other historical novelists, you know, Philippa Gregory, how it influenced what we believed about those eras, Anne Boleyn. I just find it interesting the role that fiction plays. I think fact and fiction ride very close together. I don't think they're opposite ends, actually, of a spectrum. So I'll be discussing all kinds of things to do with fact and fiction and giving readings from my novel.
Sounds wonderful.
Part of that. Yeah, so
that
it should
sounds
be interesting.
Great. And I want you to tell me what you think of our first choice. We gave the casting vote for our first book in the book club to my producer, Claire. This month's book has a local flavour because it's written by a woman who grew up in Tunbridge and now lives in Sissinghurst. She's best known for her novel, The Island, the bestseller. Her name is Victoria Hislop. Have we chosen a good author?
Oh, I think you have, yeah. We actually read The Island. It was one of the first books I read in the book club I used to be in. And I like, she has a sort of a nice sort of gentle way of writing, and she often explores sort of themes with Mediterranean islands, it would seem. I think the new one does the same kind of thing.
Well, the new one is called The Sunrise. I'm just going to read a tiny bit of the blurb, see if it whets people's appetites. It's the summer of 1972. It's set in Cyprus, in the most desirable resort in the Mediterranean. An ambitious couple are about to open the island's most spectacular hotel, where Greek and Turkish Cypriots apparently work in harmony. But beneath the city's facade of glamour and success, tension is building. When a Greek coup plunges the island into chaos, Cyprus faces a disastrous conflict. Turkey invades to protect the Turkish Cypriot minority, and this sensational resort is shelled. 40,000 people flee the advancing soldiers, and in the deserted city, just two families remain. This is their story. Would you be tempted to read that?
Yeah, that sounds, and that's based, I guess, on real events, and she's created a fiction around that.
Sounds just like what you were talking about.
It does, doesn't it? She is regarded as a historical novelist, but it's more recent history, isn't it? But it's still history. Yeah, it would whet my appetite for sure.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Really nice to talk to you. Have a wonderful time at the Rochester Literature Festival, Debs.
Thank you very much, and good luck with your book club.
Thank you. Really nice to have your endorsement. That's Debs Hobbs Wyatt on How to Make a Book Club Work. The real thing that's going to make it work, though, is you. I'd love you to join in. We're going to read things we wouldn't normally read. I've spoken to Victoria, his